Okay, this is the, what's it called? I always forget. Goodness me, you know, I'm sort of sitting here waiting to go on air, and you have all the things in your head, and then it comes on, red light. Oops, I've forgotten. Where am I? Who am I? Who, I've forgotten how to speak. Who am I? Terrible. Anyway, bad news for the PM, because Liverpool Council, not very impressed, are they, Pilar? No, they are not. Liverpool Council has sensationally pulled out of the PM's big society project in the city. In the summer, the city, Liverpool, that is, was selected as one of four so-called vanguard areas. It is the biggest city taking part and the only Labour-controlled area in the project. In a two-page letter, council leader Joe Anderson tells David Cameron that the government's cuts have seriously undermined the ability of community organisations to improve the quality of life of residents. How can the city council support the big society, he says, or asks, and its aim to help communities do more for themselves when we will have to cut the lifeline to hundreds of these vital and worthwhile groups? So, I completely support the council on this one. You know, the councils tend to provide most of the basic services that people want. Obviously, the government pays billions for, you know, defence and all that sort of thing, and the police, but it's local councils that have to sort of provide all these basic services and things, and it's all being cut. I think it's astonishing myself. What do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, Liverpool Council is, you know, it's the right thing to do, I think. I just think that this is just a disgrace. This big sort of big society thing is, I think, just a way of trying to get people to do stuff for free. And, you know, Liverpool, like most of Great Britain, has always had a strong tradition of people doing stuff, you know, voluntary stuff. It's not like we've never done it. And then the Tories sort of come along as if this, you know, as if they've sort of come up with this idea, like, you know, people aren't doing enough voluntary work, so we're going to make a point. I mean, what I find totally astonishing, I mean, David Cameron actually went to Liverpool Hope University. It was only in July last year to sort of launch this thing. And, you know, it's all, we're in this together, well, we're not really, because I'm Porsche and you're not, and, you know, I'm a millionaire, you're not, I went to Eton and you didn't, and, you know, who cares? The point is, you're going to have to do stuff for free, because I'm not going to give you money anymore. That's basically what the PM is saying to people in Liverpool and, you know, places up and down the country, and I just think it's a disgrace. And, you know, we did a press release over the weekend, I think it was, or, yeah, I think it was over the weekend, looking at the way America, this was reported by Voice of America, the US under Obama not only had a really good winter in terms of consumers going out and buying stuff, but they also did really well with exports. They've been exporting loads of stuff. The result is, the combination of those two things, the result has been that America is, its economy is, you know, it's getting back up on its feet. It still needs to dust itself off, but it's getting better. Whereas look at George Osborne saying we didn't have any consumer growth because we had too much snow. We had the wrong type of snow. I mean, that's pathetic. And, you know, the point is we don't export anything. Consumers aren't going to buy anything because they're scared that they're not going to have any money in their pockets. And these policies that they've introduced, which is going to take, what, 40, 45 billion quid out of the economy, the policies haven't even begun yet. This is just in anticipation of the cuts. Wait until the cuts actually start. Then you'll see that this government policy is wrong. And I just think they've got it dead wrong. You can't take all this money out of the economy and expect the private sector to step in. Well, they did expect it, but it didn't happen. They didn't step in. I think this policy is wrong.